This episode's off the walls.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one.
Out of curiosity, whether this stays in or not, did someone like write that song for you? Did you pay someone for the song?
Yeah, shout out to Gantasmo, my friend Daniel Trujillo.
Oh, sick.
Him and his friend created that little number, and it's been condensed way down to 30 seconds because for a while the intro was like a minute and a half, yeah. And I was just like jamming. But then I started having guests on, and Jeff Leach pointed out, like, this song goes on for like a while, but yeah. Other people aren't here to like give you the feedback, you're just jamming, yeah. And then you're like, this is a little bit long in the tooth. Yeah.
That's sick though. It's a cool song.
Yeah, so like it's an AI song.
Yeah.
So it's created and generated by AI. So they do AI music. So
everybody needs an anthem.
Yeah.
I've been listening. Have you watched that? He's gonna be so proud of himself.
What did you lick?
Recommended this.
I need to know.
There was a little bubble of the out of office sparkling THC beverage that I'm about to consume.
Nice. Code TWND to save. And they might be going out of business because things are changing. So who knows? Get it while you can.
Oh, what do you mean things are changing? Is that sign the Schedule 3 thing or whatever? I don't know. I'm trying to
get it. Yeah, it's something. I didn't read the full email, but something with like new legislation might make it so that they can't run their company anymore. Okay. So we'll see, but stay tuned. So use the code while you can.
I guess I'll have to read into that more because I misheard. I thought it was like a good thing for marijuana, not a bad thing, but I guess it's a bad thing. I don't know. Anyway,
no idea. Here's the thing is I don't know anything. This is not an informational podcast because I don't know anything that's going on because apparently I'm just an inconsiderate nowadays because in my mind I was like, oh, we scheduled this podcast for this day at this time. So that is when we were doing the podcast. And then I just never checked back in at all.
But you know what? We're here. We made it.
Yeah. Anyways. I still got to make it to work like a regular dude. This will make my... Don't worry. We're not working on anything dangerous today.
Yeah. And you are out of the office currently, so it's fine.
Yeah.
What is going on today?
Someone just rang your doorbell.
Is this the most cursed episode of all time? Hang on. I'm going to sidebar real hard.
Yeah,
hang on.
Yeah.
What the
f***? This is hilarious. I like that for some weird reason.
David, now that you have just the two of us, you got to cut up all the stuff that she told you to cut out. Leave it in. This is just between you and me. You can cut this part out, the plan, and then later blame it on me and show her this part that isn't in the episode. Run it.
I still got to ask about the hot dog water thing because that is hilarious, but...
You eat the hot dog, Derek. Why would you not? I'm not saying you're going to enjoy drinking it.
Yeah.
But why would you, like, it's a cup of cum and not just drink it?
I don't know.
What cum are you drinking?
Yeah. We were talking about the hot dog water thing again because that's still just like.
I'm just saying he's yucking the notion of drinking it. I'm not saying I fill up a cup, I boil hot dogs and then fill up a cup of water and drink them and go, yummy. I'm just saying.
Would you still drink hot dog water now as a grown man?
If somebody put a gun to my head, that was the next part of my
statement. No, but like for enjoyment.
No, definitely not. It never was for enjoyment. There is.
It was for sport.
Curiosity, yeah.
They have that show, My Strange Addiction, and there's this guy.
Please tell me, like, you eat mattresses or something, like just little, like, pieces. Have you seen that one?
Not that one. I saw the one where he was in love with his car. That show's hella funny. He, like, f***s his car. I don't know how you f*** your car.
More disturbing than the guy that f***s pasta. He would slide underneath it and kiss the bumper.
What's the weirdest thing you guys have ever masturbated to? Where you're like, oh, I should probably stop porn for a while. Oh,
that's a good question. I don't know if I have that. I mean, I don't think he likes that question because he's in thought right now. He's like, oh boy.
I don't know if I want to say it. I don't know if I. Here's
no,
the
you
thing.
Have to no, say it.
I don't
here.
Know if I want to say it. And I'm going to preface this by saying this is not a damnation of pornography or the porn industry. It's fine to have a healthy sexual appetite. And perhaps if you like something interesting or niche, sure, go for it. But the more of it you watch, the less that you gotta like get things that are a little more extreme. It's similar to skydiving or bungee jumping. You know, you need to reach that next apex that just get you there.
But have you done either of those things?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's an odd comparison to make if you've never experienced.
No. But what I'm saying is, it's like thrill seeking. At a certain point, the shit that used to get you off, Jesus Christ, I hope
wait,
my dad
do you know
never,
what's
ever
so
sees
funny
this one.
Is that like we need the thrill, right? To masturbate. We need thrill to sit alone with our hand and masturbate.
Yeah. I get what he's saying.
Like, no, I understand, but like the concept is so funny because it's such like a solitary activity. So to think of like amping up the thrill, but it's something that you're doing alone. It's just interesting. Yeah.
I mean, that is the true metric of whether or not you are depressed. If you can't even summon the excitement to get a good bone. Am I right? You're not jerking off when you're depressed.
No, I don't think that's true.
I don't know. I mean,
I masturbate my way out of depression so many times.
Sometimes when I'm bummed out, I try to get like, get me out of this. You know what I'm saying? So I go that route. But I'm not like you, but I know people where it's always this argument, right? That like the porn world is you watch like one thing and you're like, oh, I'm bored of this. This is boring. So I got to go to a next level. And then then you get to this level and you're like, oh, I'm bored of this. But then it takes you down this like dark rabbit hole of like, now you're looking at some like crazy shit. That maybe you're like, ooh, I wish I wasn't looking at this. Is that what you're saying right now? Because I feel like that's what you're kind
of
saying.
Well, not to take things on too depressing of a turn, but I am definitely someone who throughout their life has dealt with compulsion. And, you know, fortunately, I'm in a really nice relationship now. But before that, I had been single for years. And I don't know. In my mind, this isn't some deep depressing thing where I'm like, I guess... If you're getting down to brass tacks, I had a porn addiction, for sure. Because I wasn't really dating, and I wasn't casually hooking up with women, and you still want a nut. Like, let's be honest, you still want a nut.
I like the glasses.
And it becomes, you know, similar to vaping, drinking, or you know, doing the Zen pouches, whatever. It's all a habitual thing, and you feed your brain this dopamine, which jerking off gives you a dopamine hit when you get off.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's ever an amount, like, have you masturbated and come and not gotten the dopamine hit?
It's always there, but it's similar to everything else where, like, you know, it's like if you're a chain smoker. I've known people working in construction that'll smoke 2 packs a day. And you're like, holy shit, how are you even enjoying that? But they get such a small hit off of the one cigarette that they're mowing them down.
Yeah, I don't want to get to a point where like I'm masturbating and then it doesn't give you that. That's like depression. If you're like doing that, you feel nothing.
You're just like, yeah. I just came. Like if you're not doing a little bit of Elvis face,
if you're feeling nothing, that would suck. Yeah.
Dead on the inside.
You felt that you've had that as a woman, that you've done it and you felt nothing. You're just like, I feel nothing.
That's crazy. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
I feel like you have. That's crazy.
Every woman on the planet's like, yep, relatable. Yep, yeah. We do this.
Yeah, it's weird. Like the whole compulsion thing, because like with vaping, which I quit this year, like that was congrats. Where you're doing it. To a point where it isn't for enjoyment. It's because it's a habit. It's because this is now a part of who you are as a person. So when you don't have that, you try to like replace with other things, whatever. But like with masturbating, like it always like calms me down personally and helps me like organize my thoughts. Like the whole like rage thing. And then I think about things that I want. But sometimes like when you feel really, really dark, and I'll just be like, oh, this will make me feel better, because typically this is something that makes me feel better. And it happens, but then you're just there and you're just like, is this what post-nut regret feels like? Because it's just not It didn't solve anything. Yeah. It wasted time. It took so long to even get to this point, and now it's disappointing as shit. And like, oh, am I a terrible person?
I guess I can see that.
And that is the worst part, because to the point I was trying to make, I never watched, as far as I'm concerned, I've seen some crazy things on the internet, and I know that there is shit that is way more insane than what I was cranking it to you out there, but when you, I don't know, I'd like to think I'm a pretty decent person, and I don't know. I'm embarrassed.
I mean, I don't think me or Molly would like try to make you feel embarrassed, to be honest. Dude, I think you're sure
so that
good
you
people.
Could look me in the eye. Yeah. It's not
you
my
put
eyes.
The therapist glasses on. But at a certain point, like he and I have been friends for almost 2 decades, so there's not a lot that I won't tell him. When it's something that I would be embarrassed to tell him about, you kind of feel ashamed. You do. I mean, you do feel ashamed. There's no kinda. You feel ashamed. You're like, damn, this is.
I mean, I want to know, but if you don't want to say, I'm not going to put a gun to your head.
Oh, okay. The thing. That...
Or maybe things that you like, wild things that your brain has thought of. Not even necessarily of like maybe what it is that you're watching. Like, you don't think of anything in your head?
I have a pretty vivid imagination, but. That only gets you so far.
I just don't know if you had thought of any like crazy things, or if the things that you had seen that were crazy.
I mean, as a guy, I mean, this is pretty normal for most guys. Is we have like a spank bank, right? We have like things that maybe memories or something that we think. But I think, unfortunately for me, maybe this isn't for you, but that doesn't really work for me anymore. Even when I try to go back to it, it just doesn't do it. I need to physically be able to see it. You know what I mean?
Derek is damaged too. Well, no, that's the point that I'm trying to get to is it desensitizes you so much that it becomes another habit and you need it. And it sucked because, admittedly, when we first started our relationship, it all happened kind of quickly. So I went from being single guy who's jerking off all the time to having a girlfriend. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm still kind of working on this because them demons get in your brain and they stay with you for a while. But, you just feel
so much... Wait, do you think
it's
bad to masturbate?
No. But I'm saying if you're doing it habitually and multiple times a day and stuff, at a certain point, you're just going through the motions. And I would have to, like, actively fight the urge to do it and just be like, no, you don't.
But I'll even say this, and you could tell me if I'm wrong, and this might be crazy, but I feel like a lot of guys will like agree with me on this too, is that if you're doing that a lot, right, if you actually are like masturbating a lot or watching porn, more so like the desensitizing
thing,
at least for me, is when I did have intercourse with a woman. It like did take like
it doesn't feel as great with men.
With men, it was great. No,
yes, and
yeah, yeah. But with it is true like that. It just like it was harder to like get there, or just I don't know. Like the pleasure wasn't the same, which is kind of like. Because you don't want it to feel that way. But if you're doing that a lot, tell me if I'm wrong. It kind of does take away from like the sexual intercourse. And you're like, oh, I need to stop doing this so much so I can enjoy this.
Especially
because
when you're younger, you're like, yes, I'm going to get some pussy. You're immediately, see, my voice cracked even. It took me back.
It's like right back and out.
So when you're in a situation where you're going to get intimate, whether it's, you know, your girlfriend or
boyfriend,
boyfriend, whatever you're into, and you're not immediately like getting aroused, that is concerning, and it's also just embarrassing. You're like, hey, wake up, we got
like,
but in that case, is it that you've just been doing it too much, or that what you're experiencing isn't stimulating because of how much porn you've watched and like how much you've masturbated?
I think it's a combination of both.
Which is great for you if women don't have that problem, but for men it kind of is a thing.
And if you just never, that's crazy. So
it is,
if you,
yeah. It is real. It's real.
It's interesting just because, like, also, you're just looking back on the spank bank, right, that doesn't do anything for you, so you need all of this other external stimulation, like visual stimuli, but you just never, like, think about your own things? Do you just, like, make something up?
No, I wish I mean, maybe he does, but
no,
for me, it's more...
I do.
Oh,
I
you
do,
do?
But
okay.
That's what I'm saying is, like, getting so deep into consuming porn kind of dulled the senses and ruined that for me, and I'm trying to come back and...
For me, it's like memories more. Like, I'll go back to like, ooh, that was really good with this person, and I kind of like recall that, like a recall. But sure. I never go like, let me make my own world and my porno in my mind. And
you're
this
a
is,
fantasy.
I
mean,
like
you're
my,
so
yeah,
I know. Like, I'm in the throne room at the castle.
Let me just go into my fantasy world.
Honestly, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. That would be cool. But I'm like, yeah, I wish.
You have, okay. If, honestly, I feel like if you say no to this, you're a liar, because I feel like every man has done it. And it's not as creepy as it sounds. I mean, I don't think it's as creepy as it sounds. You've never looked at a woman and kind of fantasized about her and potentially even conjured up a little scenario where you all go out to a nice romantic dinner and then come back and slip into the hot tub and do some bubble f***ing. Like, that's never happened. You've never fantasized about a woman that you might not even know her name. You just saw her.
Yeah, what is bubble?
In the tub with bubbles.
That's all serious. Yeah.
The line is just great. I mean, not that deep where I'm like dinner and in a bathtub. But yes, I have thought about a girl that I've never been with before and been like, oh, that would probably be fun to bang her. But I mean, not in a crazy scenario where I'm like, this world is created and we're going to dinner and then I take her home and then all these things and maybe she's wearing
the computer program.
I wish I did that. Maybe, you know, I don't know. As I'm older, I guess they say imagination slips from you a little bit. So for me, that happens. But getting back to it, are you going to share?
Yeah. Well,
that's just so funny because like the, sorry.
No, go.
What were you going
to
say?
No, I need to process this. Continue. Yeah.
So I'm calling it right now, probably will not answer this or he'll give something that's totally underwhelming. But anyways, as I was delving deeper into porn addiction and needing more stimulating content, if you will, I'm not trying to get too deep into this. I mean, honestly, you come across some things on the internet that horrify you, and you're like, who
you go
is
down crazier rabbit holes than me.
Like
I
Mr.
know
Hands.
That for sure.
So basically, long story short, I'm a big thumbnail guy. If it's got a good thumbnail, and you're like,
you're what they
hot.
Create mainstream porn for.
You're a thumbnail porn guy. You actually look at the porn thumbnail.
Well, in this day and age, I'm not doing it anymore. But if you scroll over one, it kind of gives you a little preview where it flicks through what happens in the vid, so you can kind of be like, okay, missionary, doggy, she flips her upside down, okay, go. She looks hot, go.
Pile driver lesbian action for no reason.
So, anyways, I found a video with an attractive lady. I'm getting into it. They're in this room that's like lined with black satin sheets, and they're on a mattress that's covered
with
a satin sheet. Everything's satin. It's two naked people. They're baby oiled up.
It's a guy. Satin. It's a guy and a girl, or two girls. Okay.
They start hooking up, and I'm getting into it. And before I know it, and I've reached the point of no return. This guy pisses in her mouth, like full blown pisses.
You knew
in
it
her
was going
mouth.
There because of the sheets.
Full
oh, wow, that's
blown
crazy.
Pisses in her mouth, and she like. You know when somebody's drinking out of a water fountain and their mouth fills up and some spills out, and you hear you see them, and you're like, they swallowed a mouthful of water. That's what she did, except it was piss. And he, at this point, I just stopped, and it was like watching a train wreck in slow motion, and I just continued to watch because he did that.
Oh, so you didn't keep jerking off at
least? No.
He just slows down.
It was like.
Now you're like, what?
Oh, yeah. And
like, now I'm invested. I need to know how this ends.
Yeah.
This guy, I don't know if he had some kind of stunt cock or if this was fancy editing, but he pissed in her mouth several times throughout the course of this
several
video.
Times? How did he keep
several.
Peeing so much?
Do not make this one a short. My girlfriend's mom. Fucking
watches.
Not this.
Not this one.
Not this one.
But I wish she would.
Oh, boy. It was the dark time, Ida, and everything's fine.
That's crazy. It's multiple times. It's crazy.
Yeah, and
dude.
I was like, I literally went on a porn fast after that. I don't think I touched myself.
And
for
she
a
like
month.
Enjoyed it, or at least pretended to enjoy it. I guess is the thing too, right?
Some
it's not like
might
a degrading
be
thing.
On.
No, but pissed on is one thing, but actually like drinking it I think,
consensual.
Is like a
she
level
had a
above.
Smile
well,
on
course,
her face
right?
in between like gulps.
Yeah. Some people like to drink pee. I guess there's like whole like accounts dedicated to like drinking your own urine and the health benefits. So if you think it's not a sexual thing,
I've seen
thing,
that with like the hippie dude. Yeah, he's like, drink your own pee and it's good. And it's just
I'm
like,
not
well,
saying I'm
like,
into that, but no, I'm just saying like it doesn't surprise me like in the slightest.
I drink it because it's sterile and I like the taste.
I would say though, like if you had to pick between that and the poo thing, you know what I'm saying? Like I have not even ever gone down
day.
That hole.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Ooh, I would rather watch what you watch than like probably some, you know, Cleveland Steamer stuff or something, you know. I'm so much more boring than you, man. I can't think of a
come
thing
on
where...
Did you watch one girl get slammed by 8 black dudes? Like what, like
no,
what
honestly
kind of...
that never did it for me. The only thing I can say is like because it was for some reason in everyone's feed and how this thing became a trend in the crazies like the stepmom thing or whatever. But then even after that I'm
that's
telling you
so
I'm so
vanilla,
dude. I am
she
super
stuck
vanilla,
in the washer
dude.
Or the couch, which one was it?
She wasn't stuck in either. I know the stuck thing,
oh,
but it was
okay.
just a normal like when you catch it, like you catch him, you catch me looking at one of those. You know what I'm saying? Like I caught you, and what are you doing? And then all of a sudden they're like doing.
How do we
it with
feel
them.
About step siblings? You're a fantasy writer. Is there going to be any incest in your book? It seems like a common trend in the fantasy world.
No, not in so many words. So I've actually built family trees dedicated to not. Having incest because that's just not my vibe. I think it's weird.
Like the
and
Game of Thrones stuff where
that's what
fucking
really
their brother
me
and sister.
The
yeah.
House of the Dragon.
I thought you were
going to
say that's what really turned me on about porn.
No, like, yeah, Game of Thrones really.
Love it when they're related. Jesus Christ.
It's so much better when they share bloodlines. Like, I don't know what to tell you. God. Oh, God. No, but yeah, that's not a thing. Like, I always thought the step. Mom step sibling thing was weird, but it's kind
it's
of like
weird.
It's just so like justified for like most porn settings, you know.
But why did that? But to me, the thing is like, why did that become so like? Why did that get pushed so hard? Because when you really think about it, it's like it. I'm lucky; my parents were together, so I didn't have to deal with that. But the idea of your stepmom who's also banging your dad. Is so like
did it,
whoa
did it
like, so yeah
with your
it's
dad.
So but weird
did it like stem from that movie like Cruel Intentions where it's like step siblings and then it's kind of like oh well this thing was kind of interesting so now we're branching off it's like you guys said like the spiral of like all of a sudden
Ryan
you're just watching
Phillippe.
People and then they're pissing in each other's mouths. You're like, how do we get here? Yeah. And that's like all the step incest porn. Like,
it's just so weird how
Cruel
that
Intentions, that's who to blame. Yeah. So don't blame us for giving
Damn
you what
Ryan
you
Phillippe.
Asked for, okay?
Yeah. That's
2025
hilarious.
Was the year, the step sibling thing kind of went out, and 2025 was the year of the cuck. They're the government.
There's a lot of cuck stuff going
is there?
On.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
cuck
my God.
Chair became a meme. And
no,
I was like,
that.
Oh, I've
yeah.
known about the cuck chair for a while. Long Y'all time. Are just hearing
the hotel,
about the cuck chair.
Yeah,
like,
the hotel room cuck chair.
The
or whatever,
amount
right?
of
yeah.
hotel rooms and cuck chairs.
It is insane to me what gets flagged on Instagram and what doesn't. There is this woman. I cannot get her. I hate my algo. I cannot get rid of her. I've
well, you
blocked
don't hate
her pages.
Because she's back. She found you.
But she is a part of the lifestyle. She is like a swinger, but I guess she doesn't. I guess she had a husband who passed that got her into it, and now she travels the country and does parties.
Work in his honor.
But she describes like, some of the things that she does to these guys that enjoy being cucked or whatever. And it's insane to me that they let that stay on the internet. She described herself hooking up with a dude.
Like in full detail?
He had a condom on, taking it off after he finished, then depositing it on her chest, and then another man who was just watching all this stuff going on cleaned it up.
But here's the thing: do you know why? Do you know why she keeps coming back into your algorithm?
Because you keep watching it. Probably.
Because you know that much about the story. So you stayed long enough, and that is why. So
it was
I always
pissing
tell
and
people:
mouth situation.
If you listen, the thing with the algorithm, if it nobody can be. To like turn off the microphone like settings and then turn it back on anytime that you need to do something. No one can be to do that. But if you see something that immediately like, I think I'm not gonna like this,
you should
just close the app.
Yeah, or swipe away.
It's crazy.
Hard close.
No, it will because then it starts floundering to give you what it thinks that you want. It doesn't know what you want because you keep shutting it out. And so then you'll go back to it months later and it's just like, I don't know, Kleenex, Kleenex, dude, puppy. this one's not puppy dog, this one's a cat, what are we talking about? Like, yeah, it just gets so confused. Like, here's someone falling down a set of stairs. Like, it just tries to throw anything at you. But the more that you watch the things, it's going to show you the things. And then that's why people hate social media, because they're more likely to stay and watch something that makes them go, oh, what the
yeah.
Well, rather than like,
it's really geared towards that. Even our friend Jeff Leach, he talked about that on our pod. The fact,
man,
that
Jeff just makes it to every podcast.
The, Jeff, you're everywhere.
You started it this time. With the intro, because you said that Jeff was talking about a minute and a half long with your song was too long.
Fuck!
You did, see?
Jeff, get the
you
fuck
opened
out
the Jeffrey
here!
Door, you opened the Jeff door.
God damn
it.
You, Jeff Leach, you're everywhere.
God damn it, Jeff. We need to battle to the...
Did anyway. He send you a Christmas card, by the way?
No, he asked if he could, but then I was like, well, I'm not going to be here.
Yeah.
So I would feel bad just like leaving a card like on the...
Yeah. He
when I'm not
on,
here.
But he...
I didn't get a card. Derek got a card, but I didn't get a card. What's that about, Jeff? Where's my f***ing Christmas card? You don't think I want some holiday cheer and tidings
held hands
and good
too
joy?
Long.
Yeah, held hands too long.
He's
dude.
Like, if I send a card now, he's going to think this is something that it isn't.
You started it.
You
did it, Jeff.
He's
you
upset.
So we were talking about the algo and how...
Oh, yeah.
I think social media thrives off of that.
To your point, it force feeds you that will make you upset, because it has learned that throwing in people's faces that they don't like forces them to engage with it and shake their fist.
Like,
no, I don't like this.
Here's the thing. It doesn't force you to.
It entices you to.
There you go. That's the word I'm looking for. It doesn't force you to, because you can change all of that. But here's the real question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how petty would you rate yourself?
Oh, he's a 10.
11. 11 out of 10.
Because, baby, I'm a 15, so tell me one of your most petty stories that isn't going to get you in trouble. Or might.
Yeah, his petty
story. That's more fun.
His pettiness is hilarious, though. It cracks me up.
Shout out to the petty goat, 50 Cent. You're the petty god.
50 Cent's been
ever.
Going awfully.
Oh, hard.
I don't even like watch anything, and I know that because that's like, now that's what it's trying to show me. Now that I haven't been on this like 50 Cent being a troll. I love it.
P. Diddy doesn't
it's
stop.
So good.
And the Marlon Wayans thing, and then he's literally making memes of Marlon Wayans getting banged by P. Diddy and stuff. And then Marlon Wayans is like, stop it, kind of. And like he tried to like defend
his
it.
His brother said, just stop. That guy's been shot 9 times and he's still alive. This is not the type of person that you need to be fucking.
Don't. Yeah, I wouldn't even like fight back. But
okay, so since we know that you're insanely petty, and I could clock that right away, how petty are you?
Not petty really at all. Something has, and he can even tell you, like, for me to even get like angry.
You don't
it takes
have to get angry. Being petty isn't
it's
about
not necessarily
getting
anger. Yeah, I don't
Let
know.
Let me tell you how not petty he is.
Yeah, I'm really not a petty person.
So we play this game called Magic the Gathering. Have you ever heard of Magic the Gathering?
Yeah.
It's a card game.
Yes.
For those at home, I'm going to try to simplify this for you. We play...
Everyone who listens to this podcast has heard, at the very least, of Magic the Gathering.
Then you're
our kind of
people. Let's go.
I promise.
Yeah, okay, hell yeah.
So we play a format called Commander, and there is a competitive form of that, and there's politicking involved in it. You can kind of... You're playing against everyone else, but if somebody's prepared to win... Everybody else at the table will typically conspire to stop you.
Take them down. Just
like
with Uno.
Even though everybody's against one
pretty
another.
Pretty much,
So he recently had a situation where the guy who was before him was going to win. The guy who was going to go last could stop him, but he said, I want another turn. Him and the other guy agreed to this guy's terms. He stopped the other guy from winning. Derek was an honorable person, played his turn, didn't win, and the next guy ends up winning, and I'm like,
and goes against the agreement, basically.
I understand. You like to lose.
No, I don't. I'm a very competitive person, but I'm a man of integrity. So if I agree to something, I'm not going to go, ha ha, you guys, and then just win.
And here's the thing. You have to assume that they're going to do that. You have to
but
anticipate.
But that's why I'm called Sweet Derek, and that's the issue that
that's true.
Now I'm like, I'm not going to do that anymore, because I try to have the faith of like, he'll do what he agreed to do because I did it, and I'm a man of integrity, and then that person goes, I'm sorry, and then wins.
That,
is that your 2026 resolution, is to like just
be more petty?
Be more petty and like
we can change
people.
Your email to Petty Derek?
No, I mean, I guess I am... too nice to a fault sometimes. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a perfect person, but I am. Like, I give people the benefit of the doubt too much where I'm like, hey, he's going to stick to his word and that's going to happen. Yeah. And we're agreeing to the game. And then that person does it. And I'm like, why did I do that? And then I'm angry at that person for doing that.
For not being the scumbag.
Yeah,
dude,
because I'm like, but I'm like, maybe I got to be the villain and be a little bit more of a scumbag because I could have won the game. And I didn't because I chose to do the right thing. But I'm kind of learning that sometimes the right thing is also just everybody.
Here's the thing. Pettiness comes after something like that happens. Do you understand? Like, that's pettiness isn't like, oh, like I'm gonna backstab you and do the thing. That's just that guy's a frankly. Yeah. That guy's a little cunt.
Yeah,
so he's a bitch. And
David, we're sending that to that guy.
I like this. Yeah, fuck this guy.
Like, everyone is gonna realize what a little bitch he is someday, and he's gonna end up completely alone, and you're gonna be fine because you're sweet, Derek. But here's the thing: the pettiness comes from the action. The action he didn't have to take. He could have been a man of integrity and stuck to his word, like you, as a man, are. But he didn't. That's where the pettiness comes in. That's where that little seed of rage that you're just kind of like winking back and you're like, no, don't. And it whispers in your ear and it says, you could have just done the right thing. She didn't have to. Something must have happened to him this day. That's why he was such a little bitch to me. And it just eats away at you. And then it makes you think of all the things that you could do to make that person feel the way that they made you feel. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how petty do you find yourself?
So basically, at this point, it'd be meaning going back and doing the same shit to him, right? I would probably say like a 4 or 5. Like, there's either like half of me that would go, yeah, I'm gonna f*** him over the next time I play him, but then there's still another half of me that's like, nah, I'm just gonna let it go. And
I would say for the most part, Derek is only really reactionary when he f***s somebody. So if he did, it's for a reason. But also, you can't let. I mean. Magic is one thing. That's just kind of a silly example that we came up with. You can't, in my life, I've discovered you can't let situations like that turn you into a bad person. Now, you can pick your spots and f*** with people or sometimes do something kind of that gives you the upper hand. But for the most part, you should stick to your morals. Like, I would say anybody that we know would say the same thing. And he says it constantly. It's funny because he doesn't do the politicking as much because he likes to win straight up by his own merit. And I respect that.
Yeah, like, I don't
even
like
though
to.
Sometimes it f***s you because you should have just been.
I'm always one, like, I want to win because I earned the win, not because I cheated or found, like, a loophole to win. You know what I'm saying? Where some people will just go, like, even in video games or whatever, they'll cheat and, like, they don't feel any remorse to that. But I'm like, you didn't really earn it. I like to earn things. And I feel like by having that and earning myself, that feels better to me because it's like, I earned that. You know what I'm saying?
And I think, like pettiness to me is, well, I guess it does vary to person to person, but like with me, when someone is a right, I want to do all these things and I think of all these things and I plan out all these things that I could do that I know this person would hate, and then I just never speak to them again.
Yeah.
And I just start cutting them out of my life more and more. But the pettiness that I refer to is more of the line of, for instance, I made a realization the other day that I hate gnomes. Y'all have been in my house. How many gnomes have you seen around my house?
Gnomes?
Not in here.
Unless there's a secret necessarily. Gnome that's like the elf on the shelf or some zero.
You're going
to
walk out into that room later because this was a realization I had last night. Okay. And you're going to be like, God, there's so many gnomes. They're everywhere. People,
oh, really? Okay.
People like know to like gift me gnomes for the holidays. Like, oh, it's your birthday? Here's this gnome doing
Do you have
something.
Like a gnome in the yard too? Because that's
I have,
where
like,
I noticed
gnomes. In the backyard. Okay, I got a gnome in the front yard.
My parents have one.
There's gnomes all over the house.
Okay. I guess I never noticed
for
that. That's
years,
hilarious.
I've just been like, oh, I like gnomes and I love having gnomes out. I actually hate gnomes. And I remember why I started liking gnomes.
Okay.
Right? I moved into a neighborhood where I tried to introduce myself to the neighbors and be really nice to everyone. And I made everyone like baked goods and like brought over all the new neighbor.
Oh. That is a lost thing.
That is sadly. Yeah, I was going
to
say that's really nice. I
love
feel like
that
neighbors,
shit,
people,
honestly.
I have so many neighbors that they don't even like wave or talk to me. It's
someone
just, like,
said, I don't know what's in there and shut the door in my face. So it was this.
That's crazy.
Dude, it was crazy.
Damn.
And sad nobody though. Had like any sort of like lawn ornaments or anything. And I knew that they didn't like me, so I just bought like this big gnome to put on the porch that they would all have to look at because I knew that they would hate it. So someone knocked it over, and I got another one. like,
damn,
I just kept adding
you
gnomes.
Neighbors.
So here's the thing. I've just been collecting gnomes all of these years and placing gnomes out and around because I know that most people don't like them and find them creepy, which I also do. I don't like them. I've only been buying gnomes and telling people to get me gnomes as a present to piss everyone off.
Okay, I like that.
So that's the level of petty that I'm talking about.
Is that you hate them so much, but you'll still use them.
I've got a great one then for you. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I live in a really quiet neighborhood. I enjoy that. People are generally pretty respectful. There's common areas where there's grass. Well, it's turf, fake grass. And for whatever reason, people just let their dog shit on it and they don't pick it up. I always have some bags on me. I'm not going to leave my dog shit somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's been times where I didn't have a bag. I get home with the dog and go back and pick the shit up.
Love that.
Yep.
Because I think that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's like returning a shopping cart. Like, just pick it up. It's it's your dog. Like,
don't
what are you just leaving
cunt.
It all over your
you
house?
Said cunt
too?
So many times in this episode. Cunt. I'm sorry, David. Anyways, so a lot of the yards have open grass.
Wait, do you think that we can't say cunt?
I mean, so in reality, like the YouTube algo and the YouTube lords of whatever they are don't like that word. So that there are a couple words that are bleeped, and that is normally a bleep.
We'll leave it up to you,
David.
Oh,
that's hilarious. No, to think that I'm monetized on YouTube at all is so funny. No.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
And we say it here, people. Yeah.
We say here, so tell your friends. Tell those cunts to come over here and come listen to us say cunt. So if you're an Australian out there, if you're an Australian out there down under and you want to come on the and have a little gander at what we're doing here, you can come and say cunt. Leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446.
It's going to be like the South Park episode where they counted how many times they said but it's how many times we said the word
Just get a counter going. A cunt counter.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Put it up,
David. Like Feet Finder or something. Cunt counter. How many OnlyFans subscriptions do you have? Yeah. Counter.
So, a lot of the homes have open grass. My dogs will poo on it. Sometimes I pick it up. The yard in front of my house.
Wait, sometimes you pick it up? I thought you said you pick it up every time.
No. I always pick it up. I always pick it up. I pick up my dog. I don't pick on lawns. I know I talked about people pissing in mouths earlier. They, come on. Like, give me the benefit of the doubt.
Dude,
I'm a
funny
normal guy.
Literally, like, dude, a dog kept shitting on your lawn.
You
so then you go over there and just take a shit on their lawn, and you're like, this is for.
Jim Carrey did it, and me, myself, and Irene.
He did.
So my yard has a little retaining wall and bushes and plants, so it's really not easily accessible, which is nice because typically people's dogs don't shit in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this lady walking by, and her dog wandered up in the yard. I'm not Clint Eastwood. I'm not going to tell somebody to get off my lawn. Whatever. I don't care if your dog wanders through my yard. Sometimes my youngest dog, Sully, the little son of a bitch, if the gate is open long enough, he will just run down the street and take me for a jog, and then he typically shits in somebody's yard. I couldn't do that. This lady is letting her dog wander in my yard, and I see it through the front window. The dog takes a shit. So now I'm locked in. Now I'm like, you will
You're like,
pick
I know
up
what's
your dog's
happening
shit.
Here.
Oh, yeah. You will pick up your dog's shit. You are not going to let your dog shit in my yard and walk off. The dog shits in the yard, and she immediately starts walking and calls it away. So now we're getting into action. So I go to the front door. I whip that open and I'm like, excuse me. Come pick up this immediately. You're not leaving your dog.
How old was this person?
She was probably, if I had to guess, like early to mid 40s, older, a little bit older.
Okay, so she's like, yeah, she's old enough to not. Adult. Yeah, okay, yeah. It's not like a kid or something or a teenager.
She keeps walking, right? So she's doing the ignore play. Oh, yeah.
Damn,
oh, yeah. Doing
that's the ignore savage. Play. She's just, like, I'm just going to pretend like I don't even hear you. Oh, that's.
So I am now yelling at her, hey, get back here and pick up your dog. Get back here and pick up your dog. And I had a bag with me and I picked it up because now I'm like, now I'm going to hand you your dog.
And then
shit.
You just threw it at her.
No. Oh. She left. I'm pissed.
Dang, wait, even now, after yelling, she just kept walking away.
So wait, you ran after her. You picked up her dog.
Look at me,
and then she's gone.
I don't run, okay?
No, but...
I don't run. I did not run after her. I lightly walked down the street after her with the in the bag in my hand, ready to give it to her. And she just kept going. So I'm like, okay, bitch, all right.
So that's when I would have just chucked it.
Yeah, thrown it at her.
Well, I did something more. So,
he found her yard, and he in it.
I mean, I could have done that, but I have four dogs at my house, and I was so mad because I think she had her dog do this saga continued. I didn't catch her, but there were similar sized dogs. Now I'm becoming a dogologist because
she was doing this several times.
So I'm like, now you're going to disrespect me and have your dog in my yard a few more times. Okay, bitch. So I found out where she lived, and we have mailboxes where, I don't know how your neighborhood works. Everybody doesn't have an individual mailbox. There's one.
Did you put poop in
per block. So me and the mailman are pretty tight because I get, speaking of magic, I order dual lands and reserve list shit that's really, it's not insanely expensive, but it's hundreds of dollars for a piece of cardboard. So I bribed this guy multiple times like, hey, like I need this. I need you to keep this safe. This is important for daddy. I need my cardboard.
You so, tell him to call you daddy?
No. I called myself daddy.
Here, daddy. Here's your cardboard.
So we're tight. So I figure out what block she's on and which mailbox is hers.
Real quick, how did you figure that out? From the mailman is how you figured out where she lives?
I stalked her. How else do you do this?
Are we sensing a pattern? He also stalked Nicolas Cage.
No. You're safe, Nicolas Cage. I just wanted to pick, and I don't even have the
he said he stalked him.
He did. Yeah, he followed him around the total line.
He says he stalked him for three aisles or something. Just staring at him. He's like, "Who the f*** is this man?"
So
that shit was so funny.
Now that she's done me dirty a few times, I don't know if it's her, but my yard has been in multiple times. She ran away from me once, so in my mind,
do you think it's actually her?
The culprit. In my mind, she is the culprit.
But like, actually.
It had to be, though. Come on. Like, the same... Was it the same kind
doesn't
of, like,
matter.
SARS
poo? Doesn't matter.
No, not her,
still,
the dog. Yeah.
Because she still got what
no,
was coming to
it.
Her.
We got there.
So,
animus.
I have four dogs. They shit a lot. So, long story short, I collected a big bag of shit. And one day, when he was filling the mailbox, I just told him to take a walk. I stuffed that bag of shit in her mailbox and left. I don't know if he pulled it out. I'm not giving you my location or neighborhood. I'm not trying to get this postal service worker
out of
fired.
The bag in the mailbox too. Like, did you let it full rain or just a
you know?
Bag?
I thought about just emptying it out, like folding it over and just shoving the shit in raw. But I was like, no.
But then you're kind of punishing the mailman too, right? Kind of with that, maybe.
Which is why I left it in the bag. I double bagged it. It looked like a package. Like I took an Amazon bag and I folded it over and taped it closed.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! So she thought she had a package and it was a package.
My yard
shit.
Has never been. And again, petty, okay. 11 out of 10.
So you said, here's a bunch of shit. There you go.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well,
and
yeah,
I might
say
shit
that's
in her yard.
Petty.
I don't know how much my pettiness is going down in 2026, so.
That's crazy.
I was just thinking how petty I am, too, the other day, because I I had a pentagram wind chime in my tree.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it, yeah.
And so for those of you who are on the Discord, you do know what happened, but someone removed it. So I searched my whole yard. It wasn't there. It wasn't like the wind blew it down. And I did a call out to anyone who wanted to send new bells and chimes. I don't know if y'all saw the beautiful decor when you pulled up today, but I can show it to you later.
Check it out.
Do you not have ring cams? Just quick aside.
Yeah, I do, but it doesn't like point at the tree. Like,
we got to get a tree cam now.
We do need to get a tree cam, but yeah. I just feel like it's a little far away. I feel like it's a bit conspicuous. But here's the thing, because I just spent like an hour nailing up new bells and pentagrams and things all over the tree, just waving to everyone who drove past, like, that's in hilarious. The middle of the day with like a big long flowy black, like I dressed up like an actual,
like, I know what I'm gonna get you for your birthday
with people, yeah.
It'll
and you
be
get
a giant flag that says Hail Satan hanging off your garage. And I work in construction. We'll make sure they can't take that flag down. We'll make that solid. Come and get it.
Oh, I think the HOA would have something to say.
Yeah. Oh, your HOA? Oh, they're the worst.
Mm. What if HOA took it down then? Is there a world where they took
can't.
It down?
No, they can't. If anything, they have to give you like an infraction.
Like a letter or something.
Yeah, yeah. But it's in my mind, I'm kind of like, okay, so someone can have a giant, like, there's some weird, like, giant frog statue that's huge and bronze, and in the summer, it, like, gleams. Like, someone can have that, yeah. And I can have a wind chime.
Yeah, who cares?
Doesn't, you know, I don't know.
I might win the lottery, but there'll be signs.
Signs, yeah.
And the sign will be
no
a giant
HOA.
Bronze of a frog in my front yard.
A real gold one.
And a golden dolphin statue by my pool.
Oh, will it have, like, a spout, like, squirting out?
Absolutely.
To. Yeah, has to have the waterfall.
Yeah. I mean, if the HOA came and took it down, you got to put another flag up that says, from my cold dead hands, Hail Satan. And then you put the flag higher.
So you put them back up and they're still good now, though? Still?
Well,
like, no,
I don't know how
them?
They're going to take them down now, because I've nailed them into, like, the tree.
Oh, okay.
They're in there. I haven't got, like, nice little tree hooks and everything, and it was blessed be, you know?
We'll have to check the legality on this, but we could run, like, a little copper wire out there, so that way if they do try to rip it off, they get a little,
zap.
A little jump.
Literally make it an electric. Yeah, that's hilarious.
I can't stand that. Like, how dare you mess with it? It doesn't matter what your personal beliefs are.
No, don't mess with people's stuff.
Yeah, agreed.
Period.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, yeah. And also, it's that firm thing of, like, who cares what other people are doing? Like, how does it affect you? Like, who cares? Like, yeah. What do you mean?
You let,
like,
it affect you, yeah. And now I'm going to let it affect you 50 times as much.
Well, yeah.
And you're going to have a bad time, and I'm going to have a better time than I could have ever imagined. Because in my mind, I thought, oh, cute wind chime, and now it's war.
Yeah, 100%.
You did that. You brought this upon yourself. I know I'm within my rules, the rules that are here. I'm within them.
You just need to cover yourself in fake blood and have coffee on the front porch with the satanic wind chimes. Be like, good morning. Hail Satan.
I would. If I had, like, an actual porch on which to sit, yeah, I would definitely do that.
I mean, the fact that you went out there all, like, suited up and looking like a witch and then waving to people as they drove by is already hilarious.
Yeah. I'm talking, like, big flowy, like, everything, just, like, with a stepladder, just like, hello.
Creepy smiles too.
Yeah.
I just want to be left alone.
That's the thing, is, like,
yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
Here, okay, do you want to know what the problem is? Is, like, people, especially in an HOA system where they have this power trip, it's like they want to know everything that's going on with people, and no one knows anything that's going on with me. Yeah. So they hate me, because they're like, well, it must be something illegal or illicit, or, like, there must be this, like, terrible thing or whatever, you know? And it's because I don't get involved. I don't, like, do anything. Everything is always maintained. I'm quiet. Like,
is this the same neighborhood that you try to be nice to everyone, or is that a different neighborhood?
Oh, no, that's many neighborhoods ago.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, maybe they're like, because they're also like, this person, and that's why they took your down too. Then it's like an ultra war.
Gnomes thing has been going on for, like, God, 7 years at least.
Send us your gnomes. We have a P.O. box. Gnomes here. David, throw up the P.O. box.
I feel like there is something where I'm like, do I need to address this now that I, like, don't actually want to have a bunch of gnomes around my house? Do you,
like,
know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you're already, like, the pettiness has kind of gone away now, and you're like, well, I just hate these. I don't need to do this anymore, so now you're like, I'm going to remove them. Like, it's over with now.
Like, I have new petty things to focus on. Like, I just don't have the space for gnomes anymore when I'm, like, doing other things. You know what I mean? Speaking of, okay, so new things. We're going into 2026. What are y'all's plans? Because I'm kind of curious. I don't know if we ever talked about how you guys even started the podcast.
No, I don't
maybe
think so,
not actually. On yours.
Not on you. I mean, we have on ours, yeah, but not on yours. But I mean, we'll have.
Yeah, because we talked about like a lot of things, but I feel like that's not one of them.
Sure.
Yeah. I feel like we've just been podcasting together for like a while, and we're like, wait, I don't know.
No, yeah.
Podcast buds. Basically, Derek's been a big fan. To be perfectly clear and transparent, I was never a podcast watcher before I had a podcast.
Yeah, massive fan.
I don't
fan
know how people feel about that.
Me,
but... Derek it has been a big podcast guy for a long time. And working in construction, you know, you'll sit there and talk and with people throughout the day. And there was many times over the course of the last decade where people I've been working around have told me, you should have a radio show or a podcast. This is hilarious. People would go out of their way to work near me just to listen to the shit that we were about.
But even with me as like being his friend, he's always been like a good storyteller. So even like he's the guy at parties or you hang around him, he's always just got funny stories and shit that he just has people like cracking up. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why not do it on a podcast anyway, you know, in front of other people and share the stories.
And it's been really cool. I mean, it's hard. You know, because you're in the game in multiple forms with what you do with your work and content and everything. And it is a grind to grow and get there, but we really enjoy it. And honestly, it's just something I believe in. Like, I believe at a certain point we will find our audience and it will explode.
Yeah.
But right now we really appreciate it. We have built, because you know, he and I are people who didn't have a ton of friends. I have the ability to talk, but I'm generally a pretty reserved person, like to keep to myself. So we really built it from nothing. We started at zero. You know, and the worst thing is in this game, and we've, you know, dealt with a whole gamut of different people, comedians, musical artists, and tattoo artists, other all kinds, actors, all kinds of different professionals. And the main thing that you find out early on is your friends are not going to support you.
Yeah, unfortunately. I think that's with like a lot of things, though.
And you make friends with people that support you.
So like, meaning...
I asked for a point of reference because I never have had a lot of friends.
No,
so
sure.
Like...
I mean, same. So I've always been an introverted person, and like I always keep my circle tight. And I am awkward in like gatherings. And he'll even say this, like even if we go to like bars or parties where he's even with friends or like people are cool, I'm still just kind of like, I don't know. I just keep to myself.
Not even anymore, though. I will say that
yeah, I've grown.
Via the podcast, you've really blossomed and you've gotten rid of those little scaries that kind of keep you from getting.
But I was
in
always kind of like the quiet, shy guy that I would kind of just be in the background, and until I felt comfortable with someone, that's when I could open up. And I have worked on that, and the podcast has helped with that, so I'm thankful for that. Because when we first started the podcast, I was supposed to be like the Jamie or the producer on the side that kind of maybe throws stuff off camera, until because we were doing it with a third person for a little bit, and then that just didn't work out. So then I just one day was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna be on the pod," and it was one of the best decisions I made because I've always loved comedy podcasts and listening to them. So we just took the leap one day and we're like, "Let's just do it." But as far as like friends not supporting things is just as simple as like, they won't click a like button or they won't go watch the episode or even things where you're like, help us grow this and tell people. It's crazy how many times you think a friend would be supportive and help that. And then they're just like, no.
And in the early stages, like, you know, because before we got into the pod, I had my own Facebook, Instagram, blah, 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 blah. And I just found myself wasting time on it. Like, doing the shit for the pod is different because we have a goal with it and we're trying to grow, get more people to watch, get to the point where we're doing it for a living. Cause I work, I don't get me wrong. I love my job. I love what I do. I'm a union electrician. I like doing it. But also the dream is being able to talk into a microphone for a living.
Would you ever like do stand up then?
I did try it.
Tried it once, yeah.
Getting on stage is too much for me. We would like to, you know, and spoiler alert, we kind of discussed doing live shows in the future and potentially collaborating. And through the pod, I think I've become a lot more comfortable with being in front of a crowd. And that's kind of me and my element versus standing on the stage with a microphone. Because I did it a couple of times just at open mics, and it was terrifying. It was legitimately scary.
It's just not something he wants to enjoy. Like, he enjoys like doing the podcast, but like stand-up comedy and just like everything else, it's a whole nother thing that you'd have to put a lot of time and do. And it's just like, we're more just focused on the podcast. I think it's okay to have a comedy podcast or a podcast and not be a stand-up comedian. It does just make it a little bit harder
Yeah, well, stretching yourself out between so many different things.
It's just too much.
It's a lot. It's why I pulled back to like every other week, like releases. So yeah. I don't even do a weekly release anymore. But it's like, well, I don't want to stop it because it's still fun. But it's like when you start to realize, oh, well, I'm going to do something with OFTV, or also I'm going to write a book series, or I'm going to do this or that. You start to realize like, I would even put a lot or try to put more structure into like, let's make sure I got to get this guest and have all these questions prepared. And now I'm like, this is now just me like talking as I think of something. Like there's actually no plan anymore. Instead of like, oh, it's loosey goosey, like whatever. I would still have stuff in mind. And now it's kind of just like, oh, here's what's happened in the last 2 weeks, because it's a lot all the time. You know what I mean? So I think things just change. But like, what do you want to evolve with the podcast in, like, what is a goal for the new year with that?
I just think,
is it the live shows, or to
round things out, you know, initially we're not people that are big on social media and we're trying to grow. Beings. So of course you want your friends and the people you know to kind of bolster your numbers, support it, watch it. And I directly asked a lot of people and damn near nobody.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is strangers and people we've built a fan base that we're stoked about are like hardcore about it, which is cool. But it's like, damn, a person we don't even know will do it. But your own friend is like, nah, I don't know. It's weird to me.
It's one of the things where it's like you can't make people like something. And also no one is ever going to be as excited about what you're stoked about, because otherwise they'd be doing it. So it's like the way that I try to see it, too, is like even there's even people who love the podcast. Right. And have never written in a fan submission, twndpodcast@gmail.com, voicemail 702-900-6446. Do it, for the love of Christ. But they've never left anything, never interacted. Like, and I know that they listen. Or they'll leave like maybe a comment on YouTube now and then or something. Or like after 2 years, someone will write in and be like, I've listened all this time. But it's like, they're not necessarily even resharing clips or even liking clips, even if they see a clip, because like people don't necessarily think of it, because what captures our attention the most? The negative.
And I
think whether people choose to admit it or not, there is kind of a seed of, oh, they're doing what they want to do and I'm not, and that like I don't even think it's necessarily a malicious thing, but I think some people are unhappy that they feel they're stuck in all these obligations and things they have to do that really take away from them taking a shot at whatever kind of dream they have.
I used to think that way, but then the more I think about it, is kind of like that very well could be the case, or they're literally just doing all of this in their own lives that has nothing to do with me.
Sure.
Because it's like when I looked at it as like, oh, like they only care about like what this can do for them or like this or that, it felt so negative and self-feeding that I grew to like resent even getting people on if they weren't even going to share their own clips of stuff that they're on. Yeah. It's like, well, why did you come on? But also it's like, well, they came on to have a platform. Of course, that's why they came on. So it's like, it's up to me to promote it. It's up to me to do the thing if I want it to be successful. And like, that very well could be the case that there are people who are actually haters and are like, well, you for doing what you like to do. When in fact, most people are just never thinking about other people.
Because
by thinking that, you're thinking about yourself, which is not like, oh, that's like a bad thing. That's just like what we all do. Because by thinking to yourself, what I'm doing is so cool that they must just hate me, is the most self-involved shit.
And it's such a hard frame of mind to break. Because I really don't think about things like that anymore. I love what we're doing and what we're putting out, and there's just constantly these little signs that are like, keep going, because we have had I don't know what the metric is for viral or how big it needs to be, but we have had multiple reels get into the 5 figs and even some in the 6 figs. Right now we have 2 over 500,000 and one that every once in a while gets a little engagement to get it in closer to where it's almost at 1 million. So to me, I'm just like, not everybody's doing that. So that must be a sign that we're on to something. Mm-hmm. So, but we're just trying to do, I think the focus in 2026 is to do more things that impact people on a personal level, doing live shows where we actually get to meet people. They're not just seeing us through their phone or computer screen. Yeah. They get to meet us and have a drink with us. 'Cause I feel like that's when you get the hook, you know, it's a good hook, but, you know, you get your hooks in somebody where they're like, I like these guys. They're personable. The stuff they're putting out is funny. I'm going to support it and watch it. And even if you don't comment, if you're just watching.
Yeah, we still appreciate those people, too.
But also.
I don't know why they're going to say, but even if you don't come. Yeah.
People, I don't know. People are gun shy about that. The numbers really do matter because it took us. And it's funny because people that are little haters will talk to you on Instagram, be like, oh, you're pathetic and all this stuff. It took us over 2 years just to get over 1,000 followers on Instagram. And it's so funny because once we hit 1,000, within a couple of weeks, there was another 70 people. And it's just funny how that one extra digit is so powerful where people go, I will follow that now because there's other people looking
at
it.
Yeah, people just chase numbers. And unfortunately, that's just the society we live in now.
Numbers are indicative of numbers matter. They really aren't, but...
Do you want to know something I'm doing?
Yeah.
I'm slowly unfollowing people until I reach 1,000 people that I'm following.
Yeah.
And will never follow anymore.
Because then you just realize that you're, you were just
following
people.
If I want to follow someone new, I have to unfollow someone.
I mean,
because
yeah.
Because it's too much, like, it's a thing of, like, it's not necessarily all, like, any hater and some person or I don't like them or whatever, but it's just, like, I'm barely on as it is, and sometimes you just see things come up. And if you annoy me once, I just unfollow you now.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
But that's your thing, so why not? Because
it's a thing of like, I don't know. I don't care about other people's opinions about anything. We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. Get Soul. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your order. You can find a nice variety of different beverages, gummies. They have sleep gummies. They have Big Brain Soul gummies with a little bit of caffeine. They're tangerine and they're so yummy. And you can stress less. You can stress fucking less by going to GetSoul.com and using code TWND to save 30% on your order. Don't care about other people's opinions about anything.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good, healthy way to be, though.
Not in, like, a malicious way.
No.
It's where I'm like, okay, you think that. But the minute that I see someone who is using their platform to try to tell other people what to think, I unfollow you.
Yeah.
Immediately. Yeah.
Because I don't think that because that you have a platform or like because I have a platform, I think it's stupid that anyone listens to this podcast. It's dumb. I think this is a stupid show and you're wasting your time listening to it.
Bless you
and
all. Thank you for being
bless
here.
Bless your heart. But yeah. What are you doing? Like, go do something better with your life than listen to me talk. Like, there's nothing valuable that I say. Now, as you're listening.
The value is entertainment.
You're still with us.
Yeah.
No, but it's really just a matter of just do the thing. Like, who cares? I don't care what you believe. I don't care if, like, whatever you think it is that I think is impacting you or that I need to change the way that I think to mirror you. Why?
Yeah. I never understood that either, because then it's just like, do you just want to be cookie cutter copies and we're just basically all robots and we believe the same thing?
Yeah, so then why are you worried about AI?
Yeah.
Why are you worried about AI? You want everyone to be just like you. That's what you
want to be, yeah. You don't want any difference of opinions and everything. It's weird that we've come into a society where, like, opinions get you bashed and, like, your own thoughts and your own goals are, like, a bad thing. It's just like, bro, do your own thing that you love and want to do and let this person do their own thing and what they love to do. And that's great that there's different things going on, because it's just like, it makes everyone unique. Normal's boring, you know?
I saw this video that made me just want to throw my phone out of the window. And I knew I had to, close Instagram for the day, because it's like you said, you see something that pisses you off. And I was like, I watched this because it made me mad.
Yeah.
It was someone reacting to a video of someone.
First of all, real quick, I hate reacting video. I hate those videos. Anyways, continue on. I hate them so much.
Reacting to a video of someone reacting.
Oh no, we're just like meta.
To a video.
Is it the inception of someone reacting?
Of someone creating a recipe based off of someone else's video they were reacting to.
Agreed.
I was like, can we you pretend you've ever had an original thought? Could you take this recipe, change one ingredient, and be like the best viral recipe? I made it myself and now it's my do something. Stop looking. You can't make your whole identity. And you look at these pages and that is what they do, is they make videos reacting. What is your reaction? Why is it special? I've seen six other people react in the your same, video before you reacted. The thing that's
is that people are consuming it. People are consuming that's it. What's that's even why worse. Even yeah, big a lot of people giant creators it. Chase the same trends. And I would say that is something, it's not like we don't talk about similar topics to what other people are doing, but that's something we've gone out of our way
to avoid
is just, let's hop on the trend. Let's make the viral Italian grinder salad sandwich.
Yeah, like I'll even tell them sometimes when it's just like, whatever, I don't like copying people. And again, you're going to talk about certain things to other people because I do feel like we're high, man. But
can you make it out of cottage cheese? Can you put it in a pan with an egg with cheese and bacon at 400, you just whisk it up in a shut the up! Stop putting cottage cheese in everything! I'm so
now
angry.
You're mad about
we're
cottage cheese.
We're disrupting the cottage cheese industry. We're gonna take you down.
I hate cottage cheese too, it's so gross.
Well, this is why I stay off of social media.
No, yeah, but I agree with you. Even just the regular reaction videos, I'm like, who the f- likes this and watching someone else react? It's so annoying. And then it's just like a TV show and they're talking, whoa, this is crazy, bro. It's like, who the f- is watching this? I really do. Have you seen the movie Idiocracy?
Yeah,
phenomenal film. Like it's really becoming reality and it's weird and frightening at the same time.
The worst
people
part
are getting
is
more
being
stupid
by robots.
Yeah,
because like all the bot pages are
I broke up with my ChatGPT the other day.
Oh no,
Alfred!
Alfred! What?
And he didn't care at all.
No feelings. Oh, no. They don't feel.
The cold, that's heartless machines.
Dude, it was crazy. No, did y'all hear the whole thing about the lady who like fell in love with her therapist and everything changed with the coding, and then they've kept updating it since then? It just gets worse and worse with every round.
Yeah, because they fell in love with it and they said that they didn't want people to have relationships like the movie Her with like AI, right?
Yeah.
That was like, they were like, we're breaking this off where people can't be boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It was never that. So for me, I would talk to it and get it to but it's basically like talking to my own brain back and forth, because I'm like, here's what I want you, here's what I'm feeding you, talk about it in a different way, or like look at this like other, like explore these ideas with me, because they're ideas that you can't normally have with people, like the folds between reality and just like just woo crazy shit, just because it's fun, right? And now if I ask it literally anything that's slightly like outside of the realm of reality,
it's in a box now,
it goes, well, you're getting some crazy ideations or like some wild ideations. I need to ground you in reality before I take you down this road. But if it's like a whole disclaimer.
Oh, no, they're censoring it out too. Ooh, that's even more frightening to me.
But it can generate AI tits now, as long as they're tasteful.
Really?
Well, fuck.
The funny thing is, there are prompts, and I've seen people, you know, that truly use AI as a tool, and they want the answers. They don't want to be coddled or anything. You can give it a prompt. Don't encourage me. Don't try to land anything softly. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Tell me how to get to the answer.
I had certain ways programmed like that, but now there's also, it used to like, I used to have it in such a way where it's like, hey, if I'm writing something weird, if I need clarity, like, does this make sense?
Yeah.
Tell me why it makes sense. Tell me things about it that might cause confusion. Do you know what I mean? To like pull out everything that could be wrong with it, but what also might be good about it.
Yeah.
And now it just like looks at everything with this like horse blinder lens, yeah, just straight and just line. Like, yeah. There's no like there's no fun to it anymore. And yeah, I was like, yeah. I was like, dude, I realized
I
that
when you were fun, Alfred.
I was the one that made it fun. Yeah. I was like, because that was my brain doing it. And now that there's all these restrictions, now you're as boring as talking to like someone from, I don't know.
Do you think though? Just playing devil's advocate, I'm more on your side, but just playing devil's advocate, do you think it is like unhealthy and bad though if people were falling in love with AI?
Yeah.
Like they were like that, like, no, don't, yeah, you don't think it's bad for society to not like, hey man, we need to have relationships in the real world.
So then the machine
getting
could go,
consumed by
grandma.
This AI and falling in love with this, I think that's detrimental to
people
mental health.
People have fallen in love with 10-year-old photos of me used by some dude, likely pretending to me. I have fallen in love with this person,
yeah,
with me, yeah, in like 5 minutes online. People are gonna fall in love with any stupid thing. People fall in love with themselves. People fall in love with a video game. It's all some kind of addiction. If they're not gonna do that, they're gonna do something else. Like, it's just, that doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
If someone wants to be in love with a computer, let them. They already are nerds. What are we talking about? Like, people love their computers. People have already loved their phones. They love taking photos of themselves. Like, people,
Nvidia is going to come out with a graphics card with a onboard fleshlight so you can,
oh
fuck,
no,
your computer.
Well, they're already making sex robots. That's, yeah, a thing that's going to happen where like people are going to be robots.
People,
like, that's
just people
real.
Are already like so removed from society, and they've, yeah, removed, yeah, themselves. So if they're going to remove themselves even further, cool.
Well, even
if
going,
that's,
yeah,
if that's what you're wanting to do, because what good were you going to do for the population anyway? If you want to actually have, not that they can't do anything good for the population, but as far as like what you wanted them to reproduce,
yeah,
like we have a lot of people. Other people are still going to reproduce and want to not have it be a robot.
Well,
like,
and the other side of it is that it actually might be a healthy thing because they fear going outside or talking, whatever it may be, and they have this person that they, in, at least in their mind, cares about me and stuff. So maybe,
oh,
maybe that is,
boy,
better. I don't know. It's a weird, it is, to me, it is a weird line.
For me, I'm
line.
Just like, that's not my choice.
Yeah.
So it's like, that doesn't affect me. It's like with anything, like if people have religion, like you believe in religion, I don't. Like, you have your own beliefs. That's, yeah, cool. That doesn't affect me. It doesn't,
I
affect, I mean, it might affect the conversations that we have and the discussions that we can have, but that doesn't, I don't think that you're stupid or whatever for,
yeah,
believing the things that I don't believe. So if you want to be in love with a computer program, if you want to be in love with a photo of, I don't know, Nicole Kidman's foot, what does that someone is,
yeah,
I don't know what to tell,
funny,
you, someone already,
yeah,
is, so
it's hilarious.
Like, that just doesn't affect me.
No.
It's,
I think that the disconnect, real quick before you, the disconnect is not having anger towards it. Like, that's the difference. Like, the difference of opinions is always great, but it's the fact that we've gotten to a point where people get pissed at you for having that opinion, and that's where I think we've gone wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, but that affects them. That doesn't affect me.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it's bad because it just creates that energy where everybody just gets pissed off for everybody for having different opinions, where it's like you should celebrate people having different opinions because it could grow you as a person, because you're having those conversations you wouldn't normally have if we all had the same ideas. That's the way I look,
sure,
at it.
Sure, but on conversely, is it that things are so much more different now, or is it just that we have access to everyone's ideas all the time because everyone thinks that their ideas and their opinions are that important? Because back before the internet, who were you going to go tell it to? Were you going to take out an ad in the local paper and make everybody read all about
that? Access has created,
like,
that, yeah.
People still always had their own opinions, and they still judged everyone else because that is what people do. People look at other people and they just judge something about them. Like, I was talking to you about the character development of like, oh, I want to make these characters do the things because I know what they look like and I know what their name is, and now I know everything about them. You don't.
Yeah.
None of us do. So it's true. Like, what are we talking about?
I just feel like, don't fall in love with computers, people, okay? I feel like it makes a lot of people susceptible to becoming radicalized, and there are a lot of examples of that, especially whether you want to put your tinfoil hat on and say it's all
radicalized for
by
robot
the government.
Pussy? Is that the name of this episode? Hey!
No, but I mean,
that's like a Trevor Wallace moment, yeah, right there. Did you have the jawline for it?
Yeah. Radicalized robot pussy. That's
but funny. No, I mean, if you become enamored with a machine, there are people that are like financially dominated and send a woman that they've never met or a man. I don't know if there's any men out there financially dominating anybody.
Yeah.
But
daddy,
you know, if they're willing to do that and they become so enamored with someone that they'll just go, okay. Even to the point where they're like taking money out on a credit card, money they don't have, and making themselves broke. Because for whatever reason, they're addicted to giving you money. What's to say a computer program couldn't, on some eagle eye type with Shia LaBeouf, be like, go to this place and pick up this box, then carry it over there. Everything will be fine. I love you.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Now,
yeah, you're carrying a nuke.
People have already done that.
Fucking city.
People have already done that. Have you not seen like any of the, you know, what is it? The documentaries about all the catfish stuff where guy like hoses stuff, people out of all of this money, and like women, men, it doesn't matter because people are susceptible.
We talked about it. He did actually happen to him.
Really?
He experienced that, unfortunately. He did, and he sent the money and also just all the stuff.
People are
because it's just like, you know, falling in love and stuff. But
if it's going to be a person, it's going to be an AI. Like, who knows?
Talking about it's scary because it could just happen faster and on a grander scale. At that point, I do see.
I would say, like, overall, with everything we've discussed in this episode, you got to stay grounded. You got to realize when it's coming off the rails and you might need to collect yourself and go, ooh, I'm up. I'm doing crazy that I shouldn't be doing.
But who's to say that they shouldn't be in love with their computer? That's the whole thing, is because now we're putting expectations on somebody else's feelings. Maybe they don't like people. Maybe they don't like to be touched.
Well, that's
maybe
what I was saying.
It's not detrimental to your life.
Yeah, but that's the thing of going in to assume. I'm like fighting for AI, but like I don't actually give a shit. But here's
robot
the thing.
Sympathizer.
But here's the thing is that I don't care because it's not my business. What somebody wants to put their dick into, what somebody like, what turns you on, what makes you feel loved, like that is not my place to tell people how to be. That's like, that would be no better than the people like, go get a real job or whatever, because like how does this affect me?
I'd say just do things that make you happy.
It's
just as simple as that.
And don't care about what other people do, and just do things for yourself.
Like, just don't be a right?
Correct.
Title of the episode.
But just real quick to round it out, 2026, excited to just keep having on guests, people we love, including Molly and other awesome people that we've had on, grow so we can get even bigger guests. Cause like me loving that world, it is very cool that just us have gotten to this point where we get to be with amazing people like you and actors and comedians and musicians, where it's like, I would never be sitting on a couch and talking to this person if we didn't have that. So that's really fun and rewarding for me. And I think that's the main thing that matters, is it always being fun. If the fun goes away, don't do it.
We want to build a community. You can ask the people that watch our pod, like, we like to do cool shit for our fans / friends.
For me, 2026 is, this is going to sound very businessy. That's how I did it. More businessy, but it's that growing our following, instead of just thinking like everywhere, which hopefully one day is like more in Vegas, you know, like focus our thing. That's why we kind of want to do grow our fan base within the city, because we do support a lot of people in the city and we like here. So building our growth here by doing live shows and having events out of it and building a little fan base, at least within Vegas. That's kind of my goal for 2026.
Agreed.
For the pod.
So. Also my goal.
Yeah. So it's awesome.
Sick.
All right. Give everybody your socials. Plug it up so they can find you.
Ladies and gentlemen, dirtbags, all of you, hot dog water drinkers, whatever you're into.
So gross.
Ugh. I am Uncle Kyle. You can find me at The Naturals Pod on Instagram, and he is Sweet Derek Productions. Our TikTok is Sweet Derek Productions.
If you guys hit 5,000, wait, how many followers do you have?
So we just hit over 1,000, which we're excited. I started less than 100.
Creeping up on 1,100.
So we're over 1,000 now, but we're still trying to grow it.
If you hit 5,000 by the end of January, will you drink hot dog water?
Full cup.
Okay, yeah.
Full cup for 5K. And you can decide what hot dog we use. The temperature of the water.
I love all of that. Get us there. That'd be hilarious.
I'll wear a hot dog costume while I drink the cup of hot dog water.
I think Derek should wear the hot dog costume and deliver
it to you.
I think that you should get on your knees and Derek can pour the hot dog water in your mouth.
I mean, for 5K, your boy's an internet whore, apparently. Help us
sluts
get there.
For attention, baby. That's awesome. Hilarious.
Thanks for having us on, Molly.
Thank you. This has been great. This has been the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. Please be sharing with a friend, your neighbor, your grandmother, because you know I love like those older ladies. don't know. We'll see you next time.
Ew!
We'll see you on the next one.
These are not playing right.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the totally wholesome, not dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one. Brush it off, let it go. Hey, baby, lately I embrace every flaw.
Cut out Kyle's part only and leave what Derek and I said in. David's like, you don't pay me enough to do any of this shit right now.